In the intricate dance of No Limit Hold'em, where every chip represents a whisper of information and every bet a declaration of intent, the turn card often acts as a crucible. It is here, after the initial skirmish on the flop, that strategies deepen and the true art of poker begins to reveal itself. Among the most potent weapons in a seasoned player's arsenal is the second barrel, a bet fired on the turn after having already invested chips on the flop. This aggressive maneuver is far more than a simple continuation of aggression. It is a calculated gamble, a nuanced application of pressure, and a pivotal point where pots can swell or be snatched away. Understanding when to unleash the second barrel and how much to wager are questions that separate the adept from the amateur, transforming a game of chance into a theater of psychological warfare and mathematical precision. The core motivation behind a second barrel is multifaceted, extending beyond the simplistic desire to merely win the pot. At its heart lies the pursuit of fold equity, the probability that an opponent will surrender their hand. When a player bets on the flop, their opponent evaluates whether to continue. A subsequent bet on the turn escalates the pressure, forcing the opponent to commit more chips and narrowing the range of hands they can credibly hold. This pressure is particularly effective against marginal holdings or draws that have yet to materialize. Imagine a scenario where you, holding an overpair, bet on a flop of T7-2 with two spades. Your opponent calls. The turn brings a K of a different suit. A second barrel here might convince your opponent, who perhaps called with a small pair like 6-6 or JT, that their hand is now inadequate to continue against your perceived strength, especially as the board now features higher cards. They might fold, even if your hand isn't the absolute nuts, granting you the pot without a showdown. Beyond coaxing folds, a second barrel is also a powerful tool for equity realization. Consider a player holding a strong draw, such as an open-ended straight flush draw. Betting on the turn serves a dual purpose. It might win the pot immediately if the opponent folds, or, if called, it builds a larger pot for when the draw inevitably completes on the river. This ensures that when the dream card hits, the reward is substantial. It's a proactive approach to managing the inherent variance of draws, dictating the terms rather than passively hoping for a favorable river. Furthermore, while the concept of barreling often conjures images of bluffing, a second barrel can indeed be a value bet. This occurs when a player holds a strong made hand, perhaps top pair with a good kicker, or two pair and believes their opponent can call with worse. Here, the bet isn't about inducing a fold but extracting maximum value from weaker holdings. Finally, for highly skilled players, second barrels are indispensable for balance. If a player only fires a second,